All right, I want to take you to another part of the country now. The Sowetans also been keeping us up to date on some of the student protests that are spreading around the country, seemingly, particularly at Northwest University in Mahikeng. We understand they've had to close the campus there. Students have had to leave after the violent protests there. And this is such bad timing, obviously, because many students should be in the process of registering now. And there's no certainty on when they'll be able to go back to campus to complete the process. SRC legal officer at Northwest University, Trevor Jabalala, joins us now. Trevor, good afternoon. Thanks for your time. So tell me about what the campus looks like right now. I understand it's essentially been evacuated.
Thank you very much. Am I audible?
Yes, you are. We're going to, in fact, you know, Trevor, you are audible, but there you don't have a very clear line. I think we could improve it a little bit if we put you back on hold for a moment and give you a call back, because we need to know what is going on at this specific university. Things have also turned fairly violent at this university, and I understand certain students have been trying to go onto the campus to register, have not been permitted to go on because of this violence that's taking place on campus. And in a moment, we also hoping to have a conversation with Thabo Shinyange, who's the spokesperson at the South African Union of Students. And he's going to give us a sort of countrywide overview of what their plans are in terms of protests, how they're coordinating this effort, what their intention is, and exactly how they hope to resolve this. Trevor Jabalala, Northwest University SRC legal officer, back on the line to us now, hoping for a better line here, Trevor. Tell me, we heard that the university campus has been evacuated until further notice. Can you confirm that?
Okay, greetings to everyone. Thank you for the opportunity for us to present what is happening. Okay, I cannot confirm that. People have not been evacuated. We had released our stance at the SRC yesterday after engagements with some management officials. The people, there are certain students that have left because of the unwarranted SMS that have been sent by management. But we assured the student populace that no evictions will take place under our watch. So campus does have students. There are students residing in their residences as we speak. So whatever has been told to majority of the people and even in the media is complete fallacy.
So Trevor, just clarify this for me. I've heard that there are students who wanted to go onto campus to register, but they were prevented from entering that area. Is that true?
Yes, that is true. I think we should understand the essence of a shutdown. It's a systematic shutdown of all campus operations. So regardless of whether you're coming to register or not, there is a reason why we're doing this now, this particular shutdown, so that all our demands can be met before students can move in and settle down. So it's also no use that you are coming here to register, have no accommodation, and you still have these outstanding demands that have not been met. So that has been the case. But it has been a peaceful protest so far, unlike what has been said in the media. Nothing has been burnt. There's no altercations or violence that has been spreading throughout campus. It's just a peaceful march whereby we're rendering our demands. And unfortunately, management to this day has not responded to any of our demands.
I want to quote a statement that was given to the Sowetan by the university's spokesperson, Louis Jacobs. He said, on Monday, a group of senior students assaulted other students and damaged university property. Was he lying about that, Trevor?
Well, I wouldn't say he was lying, but the certain thing that we can neither confirm, because there will remain to be accusations and allegations until proven.
So did it happen or not?
Yes, as I said, it's accusations that we're still looking into. The interdisciplinary processes that we also as an SRC and precautionary measures that we take as well. So we can neither confirm that it's accusations and allegations so far. The thing is now, whenever it has been presented to the press, it has been so exaggerated to an extent that you would say that people were killed or something.
No. Trevor, just hang on there. Just hang on there. Yes. I didn't mention that anyone was killed. I gave you a very clear quote. I gave you a very clear quote from Louis Jacobs saying, a group of senior students assaulted other students and damaged university property. There's no mention of death whatsoever there. You told me a moment ago that you could confirm there was no violence on the campus. Now you're unable to confirm whether these students were attacked or not and whether property was damaged. Is it true or not, Trevor?
No, that's what I'm coming to. And I believe you took the kill out of context. I did not say that anyone was killed. I said it was exaggerated to a point where one would think that such atrocities happened. But none, in fact, happened. It remains to be accusations that there are people that were assaulted. And until such accusations are proven, We would like to conduct our own interdisciplinary measures and precautionary measures and investigation into the matters. Remember that we cannot judge something that we have not investigated on. So we can't then come out and say there had been no violence or there was violence, whereby we have not rendered the proper investigation.
Trevor, you quite frankly sound like a spin doctor, because at the beginning of this interview, you told me with confidence there was no violence on campus. Now you're not sure, and an investigation will be conducted to find out whether there was violence or not. So clearly, you're not sure. You can't say with confidence whether there was violence on the campus or not.
No, you see, the issue now is that you're not understanding. We are saying it's a peaceful march, but now accusations have been brought up. I think you must understand the context and the essence of what an accusation is. An accusation, an allegation, is to say that this thing might have happened. So now, obviously, as the SRC, we must protect the interests of the students. So it is worthy of us investigating the particular matter. But as from where we stand, there has been no violence whatsoever. There has been no burning of any infrastructure whatsoever. I'm not spinning anything. What I'm saying, it remains to be an allegation and an accusation that can be entertained or not. So we cannot simply dismiss it and say, you know, those accusations were false or it did not have been. So we are trying to protect the interest of the students by rendering such an investigation.
All right, let's leave it there. Trevor Tshabalala, thank you very much. He's the Northwest University SRC legal officer. This happened on Monday, this alleged attack on students. No answer from him as to whether it actually did occur or not 2 days later. So we'll have to wait to see when they convene their investigation, or when they convene a sort of hearing on what exactly happened, whether they are able to actually give us any finality on what actually happened there.